This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Nutrition Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Christine Silverstein, an investment professional who is wearing a unique hat this summer, that of a chef in this season's MasterChef show on Fox. Christine is one of 15 top chefs who is cooking up excitement this season. Christine, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So tell me, what is your relationship with food that inspired you to become a master chef, for starters?
You know, food has always been kind of the cornerstone of who I am. Growing up, I grew up in a, you know, Italian-American household. And, you know, food was really at the center of all of our gatherings, whether it was celebrating something, whatever it would be. And, you know, that's really kind of the foundation of how I was introduced to food and, you know, how I kind of experience food and, you know, show how I care for people through my food.
What is your mission on the show and what do you want the viewers to learn from you?
Yeah, I think it's important. You know, there's a lot of chefs on the show and, you know, from all different walks of life, but, you know, my unique journey is centered around dealing with the passing of my best friend, last July. And I embarked on this culinary journey to honor her. She always wanted me to try out for the show and she was a big believer in my cooking. And, you know, she was sick, leading up to her passing. I did a lot of, you know, healthy cooking and I took control of her nutrition and I made sure, you know, she was well fed and I learned everything there was to know about her special dietary restrictions. So, you know, in that, this was kind of a culinary journey to honor her and just the way that she wanted me to live my life and, you know, pushing myself in, out of my comfort zone and doing something that scares me. So that's what this journey has become. And, you know, I call it kind of a journey from struggle to strength because I was scared, you know, to just try out. Making it on the show was exhilarating. It was an incredible experience. But, you know, through my journey on the show, I started to heal. And, you know, it was a journey from struggle to strength and I was cooking to heal and I was cooking to win, you know, ultimately. But, you know, for me, this growth, you know, I sit here and I realize that I was cooking to heal. And I think that it becomes, you know, more of a remarkable journey, than I initially intended it to be.
Now, you are passionate about cooking to heal or what you call food therapy. What is the thinking behind this and how did cooking help with the loss of your childhood best friend?
You know, cooking, food therapy is really, you know, about nourishing your mind, nourishing your body, nourishing your soul. You know, cooking to heal, just you know, from, you know, a nutrition standpoint, but also, you know, looking towards a passion like cooking and taking control of, you know, feeding yourself, nourishing your body, you know, to help you through and to heal during, you know, bad situations or challenging situations at that. You know, I think we all kind of look to food as, you know, something to celebrate with. But I think also in times of struggle, we can look to food to not only comfort, but, you know, to really kind of nourish ourselves and, you know, rethink the way that, you know, we have a relationship with food where, you know, yes, you want that comfort food, but there's a way to, you know, take control of what comfort food you choose in that challenging time, to nourish you through that challenging time and get you through and carry you through that time. And that's really what food therapy is centered around. It's, you know, whether it's cooking, it's just from a broader standpoint, looking towards your passion, whatever that may be. Mine happens to be food. But looking towards your passion to carry you through a challenging time.
Today we are speaking with Christine Silverstein, one of 15 top chefs who is cooking up excitement this season on Fox's MasterChef show here on eHealth Radio's Nutrition Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Christine, you believed in healing foods long before organic foods became hip, if you will. What are your favorite healing foods and what role do they play for optimal health?
My favorite healing foods are, you know, foods that you are around every day. My favorite healing foods are, you know, vegetables. I think vegetables are, you know, carry a lot of nutritional value. I think, you know, salads, like great, not only eating, you know, with your mouth, but also eating with your eyes, colorful, vibrant. You know, I see, you know, there's a lot of pressed juices out there. And I just think anything that you can get into your body that's in its natural state, you know, I think, you know, not to, you know, hamper down on, not to hone in on one specific, you know, dietary lifestyle, but just realizing what works for your body and, you know, really charging, you know, recharging your body and fueling your body with what works for you. And lots of fresh vegetables, you know, we see a lot of power greens now, you know, like the kale, like the Swiss chard, you know, just incorporating a lot of these, you know, I love to go green, you know, anytime I have an opportunity for a power green and I pair it with a, you know, a power green, I really feel that, you know, it's starting my day off right. And, you know, if you can make fresh juice, that's great. You know, water and fresh lemon is great too. You know, just kind of doing these things that are, rituals. You know, I have a cup of warm water with, you know, freshly squeezed lemon in the morning. You know, that's kind of my ritual that I start my day off with every day. It's just, you know, making a commitment to yourself, you know, to do one thing or many things that are healthy, that are just taking care of your body and giving yourself that moment throughout the day to not only, you know, nourish your body, but also to take, you know, pause and just think about, you know, to center yourself back to, you know, where you are in your life and, you know, what you're doing and how you're approaching the day.
Lastly, what does the future hold after the show?
You know, I have a business background, and, you know, this has been an incredible experience. It's really been a culinary boot camp, you know, pushing myself to grow. And, you know, really throughout this experience, I become a better me. So stepping away from this and, you know, going into my next steps in my career path, I really just would like to combine my business background with my love and passion for cooking good food. And Lauren, my best friend, who was the inspiration behind my journey, we always talked about one day opening up a fast, casual, healthy, you know, eating destination with kind of a retail component, kind of a one-stop shop for nutrition, where you can, you know, it's a healthy eatery, but you can also, you know, have access to, you know, the best supplements and the best, you know, nutritional, you know, offerings. And, you know, I think that's something that, you know, more and more, since I cook more of a healthy approach to Italian food, I think that's more and more what I am gearing towards. But, you know, sky's the limit. But I think whatever I do, I want to combine my passion for cooking with my business expertise. And I think that that's, you know, if I can do that, then I'd be, you know, on the right track.
Very exciting times, Christine. Certainly has been good to catch up with you. How about sharing with our listeners where we can get more information about you and also be in potential contact with you online?
So my website I just launched is www.christinesilverstein.com. And I also have a Twitter handle. It's at MC5Christine. And Facebook, I also have at MC5Christine as well on Facebook. You can tune in.
Christine, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's been a pleasure.
We've been speaking with Christine Silverstein, one of 15 top chefs, who is cooking up excitement this season on Fox's Master Chef show. And once again, the website of reference is ChristineSilverstein.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Nutrition Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.